Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yo, you hear my voice, you know what it is. I am a gentleman that has some rosé in his glass as I take a sip.
I was wondering why this nigga was talking like that, man. That's what's in that glass right
here. You know what I'm saying? I got rosé in this glass, and I have something called East Coast Sour in this this pen that I have. And yeah, man, it's pretty damn good. You know, if you can't peep who it is by now, it's me, Jerv. Go by a lot of names. Sometimes I say it to my face, but it's all good.
My man's is rocking a fitted today. But so the hairline isn't showing.
I'm woofing.
You know, brother, you out here talking about you woofing. A gentleman like myself wouldn't mind woofing. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't mind woofing. But yeah, bro, you know, the one and only my main man Mari, what's good, bro?
Yeah, man. I'm out here, man. What's going on with you, man? You know, and I saw you sipping and I was like, yo, what is this in this glass right here? Cause my man looking real distinguished and all that, and you know, real, you know, debonair and all that. You know, that's what it is, man. Even down to the way he holding and shit, you feel me? So but yeah, I'm woofing right now, man. You know, last time I got my hair cut was July 16th. I think the next time I get it cut will be maybe the end of this month, maybe. You know, anybody that know anything about waving, you know, woofing is a very important part of this shit. You know, you got to let it grow out just to, you know, get the connections right and all that. You know, nah, you know how it go. I ain't going to bore y'all with too much of that. But yeah, man, we back, man. You know, shout out to everybody that checked out last week episode. Shout out to everybody that check out, you know, our shit every week, man. But shout out to Poobs. Last week, they was fucking with that episode, man. They love that shit, dog. Like that real behind the scenes shit and all that. That was, oof. That was crazy.
I mean, you gotta love it. I mean, you got the Phil Jackson, the fucking
man.
You got Phil Jackson on the fucking pod. Like, of course, they gotta love it. But you know, hey, appreciate y'all. Subscribe, you know, rate, tweet, do all that stuff, man. Hop in the DMs,
be respectful. Please be respectful.
You know, because we are human beings.
Yes, we are, man. We're human beings, and we are men, and we have feelings and shit, man. You know, be respectful to us, man. You know, speaking of feelings, what we feeling like this week as far as, you know, music rotation, man? What you fucking with? Because I mean, if your music rotation is, you know, anything like with, you know, this beverage you sipping tonight, man. I know it's some high class shit. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, you know me. I still been listening to the Locks. Heavy. But I did venture a little bit based off conversation that we had on the OG show. I decided to dive into Lil Wayne's catalog a little bit. So Carter 2 is definitely, as you hear, they coming for me.
Excellent choice. Yeah.
Carter 2.
I thought you had to put Fireman on. I hear the sirens and shit. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, so Carter 2, and I also was listening to King's. Nas' new joint.
King's, oh yeah, too. Absolutely.
Excellent. You know, it's a good album, man. Excellent album.
He did it again.
He did it again, man. I mean, that's all I gotta say about that. Shout out to Miss Lauryn Hill.
Oh my God! Welcome back, Lauryn Hill. For however long you back, we will have you.
Listen, as a person that's made jokes, I apologize. You know what I'm saying? I apologize because, you know, she eloquently broke it down. You know what I'm saying? She kept it real. And when she kept it real and saw all that stuff, I said, yo, you know what? Yo, I feel you, bro. Like, I feel you, sis. No doubt. Do your thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We here. We here. We not going nowhere. So if you decide to drop something, we right here.
You know we're going to listen.
I'm still not paying for a show because I don't trust
you. Oh, no. You got to have boundaries with people. No matter if they're legendary or not, you got to have boundaries. We are not buying the ticket, but we will damn sure stream that album or the song, whatever you're going to drop, man. I'm kind of on the same wavelength right there. You know, as far as like the Locks I was spinning, We Are the Streets. Just kind of going back and remembering just how ill of a catalog that they had, you know, and not that I needed a reminder. It's just kind of like one of those things where it's like, nah, let me tap into this, you know what I'm saying? And then I actually was listening to Ignatius, Jadakiss album, and
man, yeah, listen, bro.
My God, that album is fucking incredible, dog.
Hey, Kiss did his thing on that album, man.
I think it's his best shit.
As a Jadakiss fan from the mixtape era, I've always had semi issues with his solo projects. He would always have bangers,
or whatever. He didn't do a good job of trimming the fat on the albums. It's like you could have
I think Styles has definitely put out the better. He's had a better solo career,
no question.
But the last joint, bruh.
Perfect. Nah, it was a that's the album that we wanted Kiss to Death to be. You know what I'm saying? Like Kiss the Game Goodbye was going to be what it's going to be. And I've been spinning that too, actually. I was listening to Kiss the Game Goodbye.
There's some good stuff on it, man. There's a lot of good stuff on his albums.
It's one of those albums that sounds good on paper. Like, if you, if I tell you he got a Snoop feature, a Nate Dogg feature, Swiss Beatz is on there, DMX is on there, Nas is on there, you, in your head, you're going to be like, oh, my God. And they all are on the album. But when you listen to it, man, it's just like, there was like two or three songs, and I'm being like generous here. It's like two or three songs that if he could have, if he would have trimmed those out of there, I don't think that anybody would question that album as being a classic. But I understand why he did it, because you don't turn down a Snoop feature in, what is this, 2001? You don't turn down a Snoop feature. Like, whatever the song is, you just,
You don't turn out a Snoop feature regardless of the year.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. But, yeah, so I get it. I get it. So I was listening to that. I was listening to Benny Siegel. What was it?
I was listening to some Beans also too. You was listening to The Truth. You was listening to The Reason.
I was listening to the Becoming. Okay. Yeah. I went back in that bag.
Just not the solution.
You know what's crazy? I put The Solution on because there is like two, it's a couple. So we had this conversation like maybe like
that's
a couple,
the joint. That's the joint with R. Kelly on it, right?
Oh man, if it is, I think it is.
But no, I mean, I wasn't even saying like that. I'm just saying like that's how.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. He had a few songs on there, dog. Like, it's a few. And anybody listening to this, if you ever listen to The Solution, he has a few songs on there. Like, there's a song with Hov on there. It's a song called I'm In. Like, he got a couple joints, but you know, whatever. So I was listening to that, and I mean, other than that, I've just been kind of all over the place with R&B. I've been bouncing back and forth between like different eras. So I've been going on my 90s shit, listening to like a mix of 2000 shit. Just a super R&B playlist outside of those two.
You know what I'm about to listen to when we start recording? Because I told myself I was going to do this last night. What? I'm about to listen to Confessions.
Oh my God, man. Listen. Because 8701 just turned 22. So yeah.
Yeah. I need to do some meditating tonight. Yeah. I'm gonna just zone out and listen to Confessions.
That's not a bad idea, dog. I got some shit to do as well. That's not a bad idea.
Just vibe out, man.
I might turn on the
PS5 tonight. I don't even know. I might play the show or something.
I'm about that game. I keep saying I'm gonna get the shit, dog. I got the PS5.
That game fun. That game.
I'm waiting on Madden to come out.
I suck though.
But I think it's funner that way. I think it's way more fun that if you're not like, because you're still learning. You're still, you know what I mean.
Well, now, listen, even with Madden, even with 2K, I'm not out here just trying to play everybody, bro. People don't play. I just want to have fun playing the game.
Yeah.
If you play right and you just not playing like on no video game shit, like I don't know all the buttons, bro. I've never been that boy. I just been nice at the game.
Yeah. You know what right. I'm saying? I've absolutely.
Always just been nice at the game.
Fundamental football. Like, I'm going to just make the reads and I'm going to do this.
Matter of fact, I'm the Ben Simmons of I was the Ben Simmons of Madden in 2K because I never took the time to really develop and learn like all the combinations, how to make the post move, do all the fly stuff. But yo, if we just out here just do driving, kicking, and just pick and roll and all that shit, yo, I'm nice. Yeah.
Last time I was like super nice at 2K was like 2K, I want to say like 14 or 15 or something like that. That was the last time where I would really be like, nah, hook it up and send me the invite and we could get it, you know. Yeah. Other than that, I kind of lost my love for it because the game just kind of took a super left turn and it just wasn't good no more. Madden, I still enjoy. Like, I still will get online and just play like 3-4 games because I just have fun playing the game or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm with that. Speaking of having fun, Wildin' Out looks like a very it always looks like a very fun show. I don't really watch it. I watch it like when one of the homies is watching.
Yo, it's okay. It's okay if you watch it, bro. Like, I'm not gonna judge you.
Nah, it's good. Like, background noise. It's good.
My brother. Hold up, bro. Because give me 1 second, yo. Because I'm sensing something here.
Okay. All right.
And you know, I want to apologize to you. Cause I've set the bar on how I react to certain things.
I feel like
you don't want to admit that you watch Wild.
Get the fuck it's out
okay.
of here.
It's okay, bro. It's okay. I've seen a couple episodes. You know what I'm saying?
You tried to hold the trick in the book on me. Nigga said, "Nah."
I'm just saying, bro. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm not gonna judge you.
But I had to give. I swear. But it's funny. You know what? I'm glad you wouldn't in the case that I did, but I don't. But one of my homies. And this really makes it sound like it's me that's watching this shit too. I'm mad you just said that. One of the homies, he watches this shit all the time. Like, we at the gig and all that, and it's, you know, some downtime or whatever. Like, I'll pull up on him, and he'll be watching it. And, like, he'll repeat, like, one of the jokes. He'll have the AirPods on and all that. And I'm like, yo, who said that shit? Maybe Carlos Miller or something like that. Shout out to Carlos Miller. That nigga's hilarious. Just on the 85 South show and all that. But this question came up because, like, every time this nigga's watching it, it always looked like it's some ill shit going on. But the times that I have sat down before to try to watch an entire episode, I couldn't make it through, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 minutes. Like, it'd be, like, one good thing, and then after that, it's cringe. Growing up, I never liked seeing people rap on TV, sing, anything that had to do with that. I never liked it. It's super cringe to me. Or, like, do comedy, or, like, I just don't like it. But I wanted to ask you this. Yeah, let me start with you first. If you absolutely had to go on Wildin' Out, right? Somebody just emailed you right now. Look, Jerv, we just deposited a couple racks in your account. You have to show up to the show. It's a 30-minute show, whatever, whatever. How do you think you would do? Like, how do you think you would do on the show? Because I don't know enough about it to know the, like, every segment that they have, but I'm assuming every episode they do have, like, a freestyle part or something like that, because I know battle rappers be on
there. Look. Now my mans doesn't know every segment.
Oh, this nigga here. But he know they got the
battle rap.
I know that because every time I look up, you know, it's either Hitman or Conceited or Clips or somebody like that. You know what I mean?
Every time you look up when your mans is watching, I get it.
No, not even that. Just my algorithm does that because I watch battle rap shit. So they'll pull up like, oh, did you want to see Hitman do this? And it's like, probably not, but. You know, okay. I'm aware that it's out there. This nigga here.
Hey,
nigga
man, Jerv. Listen, man. It's 2021. I don't judge.
This nigga Jerv remind me of the OGs on my block and shit, man. This nigga funny nigga, man.
I would probably, I think I'd be all right. I mean, like, if it's all just telling jokes, and it's not like, yo, stand-up comedy jokes. It's like one-liners where you just, like, joking on somebody.
On the spot shit. Just like, yo, look at
this. I'm not saying that I'm going to shut the bitch down, like, on some comedian type shit. But, like, yo, dog, I've been telling jokes my whole life.
Crush the builders and shit.
My whole life. You know what I mean? Somebody going to get me. Yeah. But I'm gonna get somebody. I'm gonna definitely get somebody.
Yeah.
Like all them miscellaneous people to be up there that, like, you don't know. And, you know, shout out to them. They grind and they try and do their thing. I'm talking shit, but, like, all those miscellaneous people.
They're going to catch, absolutely.
Yeah, they're going to catch it because they're still developing. You know what I mean? They're not that far removed.
Yeah, it's building character, too. Yeah.
All I got to get past is the whatever the amount of people that's in the arena. Because that's a whole lot different. That's a lot more people than the 10 to 12 that you're joking in front of. That when a joke don't hit. Because I'm not fucking Tatis out this bitch. Like, yo, I'm striking out. You know what I mean? Like, everything I say don't hit.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I think one of my one of the things I fear about that show is getting in front of that crowd and not telling the type of jokes that they like. Like, you might be telling jokes that hit. So, like, the homies back home might be like, nah, he up there killing shit. But the crowd might be like, I don't really know about this. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure that once you tap into a certain brand, you're used to a certain type of content from it. So when somebody just come out of nowhere with some, you know, some whatever shit, it's like, I don't know if that, I don't know if it'll translate right. I think overall, I would be okay on it. I think I would do all right on it. I'm going to get some laughs. Like you said, I'm not going to go in there and knock the buildings down like Snoop and niggas. But I think I'd be all right. I don't think my performance would be like, nah, that nigga can't come back. Or like, nah, he wasn't good. It'd be like, nah, he good. He good money, good bread, man. Aaron McKee. I have an Aaron McKee type. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think I want to take the Ben Simmons moniker either. I want to say, to go back to that, because that's not sitting well with me. I'm not Ben Simmons of video games. I'm like fucking... I don't even know. I'm just not Ben Simmons.
Damn, I'm trying. Not. You know what? That's a good.
I'm not, and I'm sorry. Good, I don't mean to go back, but I can't. Let
no, no, no. It's all good because now that you just said that. Myself. Now that you just said that, I'm trying to think if I had to rate myself as a basketball player or as an athlete in general in video games. I think I'm like, damn, son. That's a good one.
I played in leagues and stuff, and I've chipped up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I feel you.
I'm accomplished.
Yeah, no. I'm hurting shit. You know what I mean? At a certain point, I'm gonna hurt some shit. I'm gonna take some L's, but I'm deceasing shit too. So, Damn, I'm trying to think. Like, who would I?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Carmelo, and this is why. No, that's too much. That's Hall of. I mean,
you said that's too much.
I might be Hall of Fame worthy. I don't know. Damn, this is killing me.
I think I'm probably like the old Ben Gordon when it comes to video games. So like I'm gonna give you 40. You know what I'm saying? But then maybe the next game I give you maybe 21. I don't know. You know, but I'm good though. Like when you mention my name, you like, oh, all right. You're not gonna be too high or too low on my name. You're gonna hear my name and you're gonna respect it. Like, so Ben Gordon round when it was him and like Captain Kirk out there, you know, destroying shit. So yeah, I'm gonna say that. I'm early 2000s Ben Gordon when it comes to video games. I'm gonna say that.
Early 2000s Ben Gordon.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect one for me. Cause then it's even keel, you know what I'm saying? It ain't Michael Finley or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm one of them where like you're not gonna mention my name all the time with the Kobe's into that. But when you do say my name, somebody gonna be like, oh yeah, nah, he do get busy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I say Sam Cassell. And I say because
all the legends respect Sam Cassell too. So
everybody, like anybody who's played me in video games respects me in video games.
If you know, you know. Yeah, that's a great one. Goddamn.
But I'm not flashy with it.
Yeah.
I feel you. Know what I mean? Like, I'm not flashy with it.
You're not going to catch me online bragging about my shit.
Yeah. I just play the game. Well, no, I just play the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to do all them. Yeah, I'm going to get the W, bro.
Yeah. Kicking a field goal. Yeah.
I used to kick the field goal, but now, listen. They didn't NFL playing just like they doing video games now. So I play like everybody else.
Yeah, 4th and 13, nigga going for that bitch, man. that was good. Yeah, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. I never thought about that before to compare myself on that level. But yeah, that made perfect sense. You know what I'm saying? So now let's pivot here. And I had this question because I was watching some old videos, right? You know, you go down like the rabbit hole of like just old like rap videos, posse cuts and like all type of shit, and it just gets your mind moving. And I started thinking about like hip hop jewelry, right? Because hip hop jewelry is legendary, and especially when it comes to like record labels. And kind of want to get your take on this. If you had to pick a chain right now, right? Like this is like the 2K My Player shit. You got to pick the team you want to get drafted to, whatever. If you had to pick the record label you was going to sign to and you get the chain, you get the good chain, not the small piece, none of that.
Am I signing there for the chain or am
you,
I signing there?
No, you get the chain upon signing anyway. Like you about to sign there.
But the chain is not my main purpose of signing there.
The chain is 50-50. Like all things is equal. These are all powerhouse labels. But then the chain too. Like if it came down to everything was equal across the board and you like, all right, the chain gonna put it over the top. So maybe it's 55-45, right? Because everything is, you know, everything other than that is cool, but then the chain is the factor. Which record label do you think is like the illest chain to the point where you would be like, nah, fuck that. I need to be.
So it was three chains that pop in my head.
Let's rank them.
Death Row chain was legendary to me.
Absolutely.
But I'm cool. Like I'm not built for that environment. I'm chilling. Like
I ain't built for no body. Yeah, I ain't built for no body.
So that's a little too accurate for me over here. Bad Boys chain definitely popped in my mind. Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you're gonna say.
I mean, it's obvious, bro. Like, the rock chain is fucking absolutely legendary to me. Why wouldn't I want to be a part of that? Even though I know how it ends, it'd have been a fun ass fucking ride.
Hey, that chain still means something. That chain still. Mary J just got one recently. Like Hov just sent Mary J. Apparently he had a bunch of new Rockefeller pieces printed up, or not maybe not a bunch, but he had like you know some enough printed up, and he's sending them out to like select you know people. Obviously, because everybody can't just wear a fucking Rockefeller chain, not one from Hov. You know, he sent her like a handwritten note, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, saluted her and just, you know, and gave her the chain. So yeah, I would have to agree that the Rockefeller chain is up there. I think still for me, if I had to go top three, I'm gonna say, damn, B, like, I don't know. Third, I'm gonna say the No Limit chain for me. It's just an ill chain, like just the tank on the front, like that shit just looked intimidating. I'm gonna say second. No Limit with the tank on the joint. I fuck with that. Matter of fact, no. Third, I'm going Cash Money. Original Cash Money Records piece. Dollar Sign in the middle. I'm going that one with the black. You know what I mean? Background, all that. I'm going that third. So I'm going Cash Money third. I'm going Rockefeller Chain second. Because in my M Holidays, that's I knew for a fact that that's where I was going. Right, first round draft pick. I'm going to the Rock. Number one, still to this day, even after that ass whooping, is the Diplomat Chain. I'm sorry, it sounded like that shit. It did something to me the first time I saw it as a little youth. You know what I'm saying? A little youth. That chain is fucking crazy, dog. Like, it's just an ill chain. It's an ill logo. It's just. It's still, it's that ill. It's that ill to the point where it's like, even after that ass whooping, I'm like, yeah, I got my Diplomat Chain though. So, you know, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go there with it, man. Even though that Rough Rider piece, woo, the logo and shit, that R was powerful, dog. Like, cause you knew it came with that music and all that. So, yeah, man, I think I'm gonna go there. I think I'm gonna go there with that. You know, and. And I think actually that's a great segue. We talking about the ass whooping. We talking about rap. We haven't had this conversation yet, right? About niggas getting washed on their own songs, because that's the topic from niggas that's from a certain era. Like, I don't know if the kids today talk about it in the same context as we do. I'm not sure, because I don't know who's actually rapping outside of the niggas that we know. From like the new era. So I don't know if that's a conversation. Everybody's like too sing-songy for it to be like a washing. Like, oh yeah, Travis Scott washed what's the name on his song. Like, I don't know if that's going down. I don't know if Travis Scott is like, you know what I mean? If he's washing niggas on songs, or you know, any of these niggas is washing somebody. So I wanna get your take on this, right? It's a couple different ways we can kind of like attack this, right? I wanna know.
Hey listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
If you had your definition, right, if you could just explain it to a nigga who don't know what we talking about. Let's assume somebody has no idea what we talking about when we say somebody got washed on their own song or murdered on their own shit, like, you know, Nas so eloquently put it. How would you break that down? Like, a nigga getting washed on his own song. And what do you think about it? What do you think about somebody getting washed on their own song?
I think it happens now way more than it did in the era where people didn't want to get washed on their own songs, because I don't think it is anything anymore. Okay. I think it started to change, like the narrative changed a little bit probably right around that featuring Lil Wayne era.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because so it like kind of...
06-ish or something like that?
Maybe. Yeah, because, you know, Hove being Hove, you know, anytime anybody ever had was on a track with him, you know, him being, especially him in his prime, you figure all them people are coming with their best shit, even if it is in-house motherfuckers that rap with him all time. Yeah. They trying to come for him all the time or whatever.
It's Jay-Z, yeah.
It's Jay-Z. So he's actually the last person I remember being criticized about technically being washed on their own track or whatever. And that kind of came to light with the battle. You know what I'm saying?
Nas is a motherfucking man. I'm gonna speak on it too. Nas is a motherfucking man. But how would you explain that to someone who doesn't know, like, what we talk, like what is it to you? What does it mean to get like washed, not lose? We're gonna talk about that later, like the difference between them. But what does it mean to get washed on your shit?
I mean, if you get washed on your own shit, And as crazy as it sounds, it doesn't necessarily mean that you had a bad verse. You could have had a cool verse.
Right.
But it just means that the other person destroyed the track, like destroyed it. Their verse was light years better than yours, and it's not even a comparison. And, I mean, yeah, no, that's just basically it. You know, you could suck on the track also, but, you know, you could also do a nice job on the track, but the person that was featured on it just took over the song, and cats don't even like rap your verse. You know what I mean? When they spitting it, you know, when they spitting it on their own, they don't even really even say your verse at all.
Yeah, like, don't even consider. Yeah, nah. That's a good
Like your verse is not the one that when it comes on in the club that the DJ's turning the music down and getting people to sing along to.
Hey,
the other verse is.
Oh my God, that's another element to this shit, man. I think I heard Mano talking about this. So Mano used to be mad, right? A long time ago, Mano used to be hot about this shit, because when he first came out, he was on a joint with Lil Kim. I can't remember what song it was, a popular song, and they did like a remix to it or something like that, and he was on it with her. And in the clubs when he used to be there, they used to skip right over his shit and just play Kim. They used to just play her verse, and it was like he used to be in there and be like, "Yo, what the fuck, dog? Like, what, my shit whack? Like, tell me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was whack, my nigga.
Niggas don't want to hear the other verse.
Exactly, dog. And I think that's what kind of cloud shit. And I take it a step further, right? Because you gave a great breakdown of that. I take it a step further and say, I think it's way easier to get washed on your song than niggas think. Because when you make a song, if you sat down right now and wrote a song, you have a clear direction of where you're going with this. You got a clear direction. You got a purpose. You rapping, right? This is what it is. If you tell me that you have a song for me to get on, immediately, I'm not connected to that song. I don't have any. That song is not my baby. That's your baby. So I'm going to be like, oh, I'm about to go crazy on this shit. Immediately, as soon as I get the email, the text, the call, whatever, I'm already going into battle mode. Even if you're my mans, especially if you're my mans, because I'm like, nah, I'm gonna show him what's going on. Let me show him what, you know, is different.
I don't know what he's doing with this shit.
Yeah, let me show what's going on. That beat is fire. I heard it, you know, and the elite niggas, you know, for those who don't know how this goes, the elite niggas send the featured artist the song with their verse already on it. They don't send them just the naked beat and say rap and then get the beat back and be like, oh, he rapping like that, let me change my shit. Like, nah, it happens all the time. But niggas like, I've heard stories of Lloyd Banks doing this all the time with features. He sends his verse already with it because he like, I'm that confident in my shit that I'm gonna send it to you with what I rapped on it. Do your thing. It's whatever. You know, you could analyze this shit however long you want. It's whatever. But I think it's way easier to get not washed. Let me scale it back. It's way easier to lose on your own song than it is to come out victorious, because the person you send it to is like we talked about Ignatius at the start of the pod, right? Jadakiss has a feature from 2 Chainz on there that's like one of 2 Chainz' best verses. So if you're not a 2 Chainz fan, you'll tap into that verse and be like, he went crazy. He did this. He, you know, whatever. You might try to debate it against Kiss verse because he did his. And I know for a fact when Kiss hit him up, his mind went exactly where I told you mine would, where it's like, nah, that's Kiss. I need to be on some. I'm not about to play with him. I cannot play. I can't afford to play. You don't want to drown next to Kiss. Like, Kiss is a motherfucking killer whale out there. You don't want to drown. You better do what you can. You know what I'm saying? Put them swimming lessons to use. Them survival skills to use and shit. I just feel like it's, like I said, it's easy to lose on those songs. But Nas is a motherfucker because he put the narrative out there, and it's 2 things that Nas did to hip hop that like everybody ran with. He said Jay-Z got murdered on his own shit. Murdered. That's the word he used, right? That's number one. And then after that, everybody was like, oh my God, not only did Eminem murder this nigga, but now I'm listening to every single feature song after this, and I'm thinking about, oh, he murdered him. He did this. He did, like, I don't know what it is about Nas, but he got this fucking chokehold on niggas when he say shit. And the second thing he did is when he said hip-hop was dead. When I tell you in 2006, when that nigga said that shit or whatever year it was, every single rapper that ever rapped or thought about rapping had a response to it. Everybody, bro. Everybody, from that nigga you just heard one time on the mixtape to a veteran, whoever. Like, Nas just got that impact, dog. I guarantee he was a master instigator in QB coming up. I guarantee he was. Like, there's no way he wasn't. But let's talk about the difference between losing and getting washed, right? Because you broke it down earlier, you know. Getting washed, like you said, is where niggas don't even rap your verse. But is there shame in losing on your own song? Now, keep in mind, it's your own song. It's not a posse cut, right? And we can even go there. We can even talk about that. The difference between losing on your own song and just like not having the best verse on a posse cut. Like, how do you feel about that? A dude lose on his own song. Is it shameful? Like, you looking at him different now, or, you know?
No, I'm not looking at him different. But I think it all depends on who you lose to, right?
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If someone that is not considered to be on your level in the game or whatever, you know, if you lose to that individual, that's a lot different than losing to fucking, I don't know, Nas.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Kiss. You know what I'm saying? Hove in his prime. You know what I'm saying? Like, whomever. It's a lot different when you're losing to them type dudes. you know, because you're supposed to lose. But when you're not supposed to lose, it's, you know, it's a little different.
I also feel like in keeping in that same that same kind of vein when you talk about who you lose to, I also feel like depending on who you're on a song with, you get graded on a curve because now it's like you stand you on a song with Nas. So I'm gonna compare you. If you do good on this song, you just did excellent because you did it next to Nas, right? Like Murder Mook had a bar about this before where he was saying that, you know, a lot of niggas that he battled, it's not that they so nice, it's that the shit sound different when it's going against the greatest shit that they ever stood in front of. You know what I'm saying? Like, he considers himself the GOAT of the battle rap shit. So whoever he stands in front of, whatever they say is gonna sound like 100 times crazier because they said it to him. So I think that's a certain element too, because again, going back to that 2 Chainz verse on Ignatius, right? Like, I think the name of the song is like Angels Getting Pedicured, which is a hard title. That's a super hard title. But it's like 2 Chainz verse, if it just stood alone, you would still be like, yeah, that's a good verse. He did good. But it's on a song with Jadakiss. So it's like, oh shit, he went crazy. Like now the props go up a certain level. But I pose this question because I was listening to It's On, right? Benny Siegel and Jay-Z the other day, which is a song I've been listening to for years, like since it fucking came out, what, 15, 16 years ago, some shit like that now, maybe longer than that, I don't know. But who do you think won on that song? We can agree that nobody got washed on that song, right? Nobody got washed. Okay, so who do you think won on the song? Because this is difficult because knowing you is Jay-Z, but then it's Philly and it's Beanie Siegel. And they have a storied history and they have, you know, songs together, you know, a lot of songs together where it's like, oh, it's back and forth, whatever. But if you had to pick a winner, since we already agreed nobody got washed, who would you say won on that song and why?
Well, I would say Hov won. But I don't look at when Beans and Hov rhyme, I don't ever really look at anybody won. Because they both usually killed the track. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not rivals. So, and that's Posse shit. And I know Posse shit is different to me, because Posse shit is, yo, you know,
it's more respect.
It's more respect, and you've already heard this verse probably a couple of times, depending on who the person may or may not be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they've been practicing, you've been in the studio with them. If you ever felt like Beans washed Hov, like for as nice as Beans was, like he was around arguably the greatest forever. So that shit just raises the fucking level of his verse. Like,
yeah, still like sharp as steel, it is. Man.
So I mean, but like, I definitely think Hov, not definitely, I think
Hov, I was about to say, oh,
but like not on some shit where it's just like, it's just that I don't really know too many tracks. I felt like Beans had the best verse, and I think that best verse with Hov. And I think that's because Hov recognized how dope Beans was, and he made sure he always raised his shit when he was on tracks with Beans. Yep. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even, in this type of scenario, I can't even tell you who won. You know what I mean? Because I don't really feel like anybody can win in that situation.
Man, I do. I feel like Siegel got him on this. It wasn't a washing. It was not a washing at all, but I feel like Siegel got him on this because I remember my feeling when I first heard it, and I remember my feeling the other day when I listened to it, right? Yesterday when I listened to it, recording this on, what is this? August the 10th, Tuesday. So I was listening to this yesterday, Monday, and it was the same feeling because when I heard this for the first time, I want to say this song came out for the first time we heard it on, was it on State Property? Was it on State Property 2? Was it on Chain Gang? That's the first time we heard it? Because if so, that was 20. That was 2003, so that was 18. That was 18 years ago.
It's on. Is on.
Because I know it's on that album. Let me pull it up. Yeah, 03. It's on. It's the second song on State Property, Chain Gang Volume 2. The second song. So 03, 18 years ago, I was 15 years old, right? Been a minute since we did an age check too. But I was 18, I was 15 years old. I remember I was riding around my big bro, rest in peace, my big bro Dre. He was the first person who played that song for me. And I was listening to it, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is this? It was on like some tape that he had put together. So I'm listening to Beanie Siegel. I didn't even know Hov was on the song yet. So I hear Hov verse come on, and I'm like, oh shit, like this nigga got some exclusive shit right here. Like it's Beanie Siegel and Jay-Z. And I remember that was the first time in my life that I ever thought somebody had got the best of Jay-Z, because I wasn't one of those people that thought Eminem, quote unquote, murdered him on Renegade. I think they did two different things and it was a good song. Like, I think that because they did two different things, it was a good song. They wasn't on the same type of path, you know, to let me just go out rap this nigga. You know, I know in the back of their mind as competitors, as greats, that's what the energy probably was, but I don't think he murdered him on that. You know, that's whatever. But this is the first time I heard somebody on a song with Jay-Z, and I was like, yeah, I think that he got the better of him on this. And I still feel like that to this day, because Siegel's conviction, just to his, like, dog, that verse does, like, his performance on it, like, it just does it for me, dog. Like, the nigga said,
hell bit,
what you doing, dog? You playing with it. You made your bed, right? Laying in it. Keep your shed tight. We say you keep your shed tight, staying in it. Like, nigga said, you dress cute when the war's on. You can't stop me. Yo, come on, dog. You can't stop me. Oh, my God, my nigga. Oh, my God, my nigga. Like, that verse is fucking biblical, dog. Can't mute me. Put the pause on. My gun shoot like fast forwards on. Like, he went so fucking crazy on that shit, dog. Like, it's, you know, and that's how I compliment for anybody to even, you know, say that. Like, you won or you competed or you did whatever, you know, standing next to Jay-Z. But I just feel like he got that. Like, I feel like he got that, he got that, man. And but the fact that it's debatable, the fact that you can say, and I'm not, because I'm not mad. If somebody say Jay-Z won that, like, I'm not, it's Jay-Z, bro. You're never going to get an argument out of me saying that Jay-Z won on somebody's song. Just like if Siegel was arguably a top five rapper ever, bro. Arguably. If you said that to somebody, they would not fight you on it. You know, that their first. Five. Yeah, listen, a lot of people share the same sentiment, dog. I'm telling you. And I'm not mad at that. Like, he's. Siegel, I gotta really go back and look at like my top five. I gotta reassess like my top five for real. Siegel was sitting comfy in my top 10, and he's no lower than like six or seven on my all-time list as of like right now. But I wanna do that. I wanna have that conversation one day as well, like in the future. So if anybody listening, you know, if you guys wanna give us your top five, or just do this. Tell me where this Beanie Siegel fall on your all-time list, right? Do that. Tweet Jerv and I this week when you hear this episode. Where does Siegel rank in your top 5, 10, wherever? You know what I'm saying? If you don't have him there, let us know, and let us know why, because I'm really interested in seeing the way that people view Beanie Siegel, because his catalog kind of veered off after The Becoming. You know, like it was a couple albums here and there where it was like, I don't know if I'm, you know, I don't know, you know, I guess whatever. But I don't think that takes away from his, you know, lyrical ability and his presence in the game and shit. You know, like I don't know, like how do you even feel about that? How do you feel about great rappers who just kind of they start putting together shit later on in their career, and it's like, do you think it taints their legacy, or you know, does it
change? No, they all do. It's only a select few to get old and still put out projects that everyone wants. They all do it.
Yeah.
The percentage of them being a Nas or a Hov or a fucking shit.
Styles P.
A lot. You know what I mean? Styles P.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the chances of them doing that and being successful, you know, like I know Cam put out something recently or a couple months ago or like maybe last year. Everybody said, oh shit, Killer. And I was just like, yo, it was dope. Like, it was straight. Like, I fucked with it. Like, but that's not Killer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That ain't Killer. Like,
I feel you. Yeah.
It was a lot of computers puting and, you know, which is cool. Like, I'm not coming at that, because during that time when that stuff came out, I thought that shit was dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? But anyway,
Jim Jones too. Yeah, like, let me put Jim Jones in that. Like, Jim Jones is putting out some quality shit, man. Quality.
You know what I mean? He is, but
you mean like early on, like he wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, like I look at Jones as a nigga that just kind of figured it out.
His first album is a classic.
His first album is a classic?
To me. No, wait. Let me clear this up. Not a classic like Reasonable Doubt classic. Some cult classic
then
shit.
It's because, not a
like,
classic.
People No. It's a personal classic. It's a personal classic. Like, it's personal classic albums out there where it's like a nigga might not think that, like this. I don't think Kiss the Gang Goodbye is a classic, but I know niggas that do. I know niggas that feel like that album is a classic album.
I would tell them that they're wrong. It's not a classic album.
So you don't believe in personal classics then? You don't believe in levels to being like classic shit? Because you probably got songs that you listen to that like you fuck with heavy.
I'll be like, yo, I fuck with this song. This is my shit. Or, you know, like, but now.
So you don't got personal classics?
No, because to me, classic is classic. Like, it could be one of my favorite albums of all time. Like, that's kind of like the verb I use. But that don't mean it's a classic. Oh,
you just said you don't use the word.
I don't use the word classic. No,
I got you.
You say the word classic, then just
thinking about albums. Yeah. No, I got you.
So
I call shit personal classics or like cult cool. classics. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me. It's something that I would never like. I wouldn't go to bat for this in a conversation. Like, if you said Illmatic, and then somebody said Reasonable Doubt, I wouldn't say On My Way to Church. Like, I wouldn't put it in that category. But to me, when you put that album
I would hope not.
When you put that album on, it take me back to a time where I was like, yeah, that what I was doing at the time, what was going on around me at the time, and shit like that. Like, personally,
that album is a classic to me.
Like, the sound on some like. Soundtrack to if you had to make that's a soundtrack for your life during different eras, like that album was like, oh my god, like that album was different, dog. That album was some shit, like, yeah, man. You know, shout out to Seagull, shout out to Hov always, you know what I'm saying? You know, again, man, like we said at the top of the show, continue to, you know, tap in with us, man. We appreciate everybody every single week we tap in with us. Shout out to my main man, Chubbs, man. That's somebody who, you know, like one of them real sandbox dudes, dog. Like, for real. Like, we grew up since we was, man, we're at least 8 years old. You know what I mean? We 25 years in and shit, man. You know what I mean? That's my dog. He tapping all the time and shit, man. Shout out my dog Neo as usual. Shout out to everybody that tap in with us every week. Continue to rate us, subscribe, review, tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, it's another episode of Rap Names Podcast, man. We out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.